Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
So, gentlemen, it is Friday, and LeBron James has not made his decision, and it sounds to me, if you believe Rich Paul for his word earlier this morning, like he hasn't made a decision, like he's still kind of mulling over several different options. But I did find it interesting today that several members of the national media, including Brian Windhorst, alluded to Miami as being this fascinating, interesting story for LeBron James. That's something they hadn't been doing for a while. We've been
hedging their bets.
Yes. Yep. Yes. We've been doing it locally. Hawk and I spent about 15 minutes yesterday to start the show talking about why Miami is not only the best basketball fit, but also a great storyline for LeBron to come here and kind of maybe end his Heat tenure in a much better way than he did in 2014 previously. And today, that's exactly what Brian Windhorst said on ESPN when he was on Get Up. And I've seen it from two or three other national writers as well, where they're like, hey, what about Miami? Why not? Why aren't we talking about Miami more? Interesting.
It was probably the worst finish of all the stops that he's made, right?
Yes. Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah. LA wasn't it wasn't a contentious finish. Yeah. It just petered out. And they obviously were moving on to a team led by Luka. So it was kind of a natural end for LeBron. There was no acrimony. Although I guess the first end in Cleveland was the worst finish, but he went back and corrected that already. And right. So the notion, what Brian Windhorst was trying to say today was essentially, hey, if he's got one faulty finish that he needs to go back and mend, Miami really fits that bill.
Mend it for who? For Pat? For us?
Yeah, maybe. Heat fans.
I just don't think he can. I think Cleveland is the obvious choice.
But again, he could do both. In other words, if he's got three seasons left, he could mend finishes in Miami. It doesn't mean a championship. Just means a cordial finish and a proper goodbye with Pat Riley publicly and all that stuff. And then go on to Cleveland and finish.
Yeah. No. I understand what you're saying. It just, I don't know what he has to prove with the Miami thing. I see what you're saying, but I don't get what you're saying. Like, he doesn't have to prove anything to anybody.
Well, I don't think he has to prove anything anywhere, though. I mean, he could literally walk away from the game, be done, have billions in the bank, go on and be the LeBron economy that he's going to be. Like, he doesn't have to prove anything anywhere anymore. So whatever's going on is going on within himself, yeah. I would imagine.
I promise, school, Cleveland boy, let me do this for the kids. I think it's Cleveland.
I thought Cunha had a very interesting take on this yesterday where he said the least interesting story is Cleveland. I hadn't thought of it that way. And sure, storybook ending, gets to be in front of the hometown team. But he basically said, how is that interesting from like a story perspective? We've seen it already.
Likes interesting.
Right. He likes the idea of him returning to Miami and trying to win another ring for the Miami Heat, or going to Philly or going to Minnesota and being the first player to go to four different franchises and somehow find a way to win a ring in four different places, as well as one of the leaders. Like it was a good point. It was a very good point by Cunha.
Yeah. But he's always been the Cleveland. When he went back to Cleveland, he was the Cleveland guy. Like he likes that image of being the hometown hero. And that's what I think he wants to be, the hometown hero. And that's why I keep calling the bookends. Drafted, left, did his college years, won, went back and won, down 3-1 against Golden State. We know the story. Went to the Lakers, won. Now he goes back to Cleveland to finish it off. It looks like a book. It's cute.
It makes sense, too, in the fact that he could come out and say, the only reason I'm playing basketball still is because I love the game. Mm-hmm. And when I started playing basketball, it was nothing more than I loved the game. And I started in Akron.
Yeah.
And I played because I loved it. There was no money attached to it, you know, till I got to high school and all of a sudden he's on ESPN. But it's like, I just want to play the game that I love. And the way, the place that makes me happiest, just playing the game because I love it, is Cleveland. It's always been Cleveland. And I'll continue to play it in Cleveland until I can't play any longer.
Savannah's from Cleveland. They met in high school. It's just, it makes too much sense to me.
I say all that as well, like when I allude to Brian Windhorst, I also remember LeBron James on Pat McAfee calling Brian Windhorst a weirdo. So, like, I don't know if we should be, and by the way, I love Windy. Genuinely, yeah. Why would he do that? I love Windy.
Why would he do that?
But maybe we can stop pretending like everything Brian Windhorst says is...
I'm pretty confident talking into a mic. Hey, I'm doing it right now, but home projects... I second guess everything. Is that noise normal? Is that water damage? Who do I even call? That's where Thumbtack comes in. Just upload a photo or voice note, and it uses AI-powered search to match you with a right top-rated local pro. So instead of guessing, you get clarity and can hire with confidence. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
This like very well connected source.
I don't think he's connected anymore to the LeBron camp at all. Yeah. I think he used to be. I don't think he is anymore at all. I think he's just, he's engaging in conjecture the way everyone else is.
Yeah.
I don't even think Max Kellerman knows.
You don't think Rich Paul and Max Kellerman,
nope.
They end their pod.
I think Rich knows.
Rich knows. Kellerman does not. No. I don't think, like, I specifically go out of my way not to ask Crowder. I mean, I'll ask him who'd you interview on the pivot and stuff, but I don't ask him for like inside info on stuff that they talk about or whatever. Like he's got a life outside of the radio show, and I try not to infringe on it. And I think that's probably Max Kellerman's take with Rich Paul. Like he may say to him, hey, if you want to announce it on the pod, it would be good for the pod. But I'm not necessarily certain that Max Kellerman is part of the inner circle at this point.
And I've flexed with Rich Paul's phone number in my phone. You want to think that LeBron is calculated? Rich Paul is calculated. He knows exactly what the assignment is every single time he speaks. So just to your point, I don't think Kellerman knows, but I know Rich Paul knows.
Send him a text, Miami question mark, and just see like
you want me to text him Miami question mark.
Miami question
mark. Kellerman. I have Max Kellerman's number. You want me to text that to Kellerman?
Okay. Yeah.
I know I'm not getting a response, but I'll do it.
Who Miami else want me to text that question mark? Rod Allen.
Yeah, text it to Rod Allen.
Text it to Rod Allen.
Max Kellerman.
I feel so goofy doing this.
I'm not really doing it.
And I'll text it to Brian Scalabrine.
I'm looking at my contact. What if I accidentally send it to Ray Allen?
Send it to Ray Allen.
Ray Allen lives at the golf course here in Miami. He golfs at the Biltmore all the time. And I only know that because of his Instagram. Like I'm not revealing any secret information. He posted all the time. He's at the Biltmore golfing. So
you ever look at some of like the numbers that you have back to back in your book? I'm just looking through it right now. I have back to back Wally Amos and Jamal Anderson. Now, do you know who Wally Amos is?
Do not know.
Famous Amos, the cookies guy. He's dead now.
Text
I
him.
Think he's dead.
I
and Jamal Anderson,
dead.
You know him, the Dirty Bird.
You got Aaron Ross, Antonio Bryan, and Abe Elam. Spice Adams, Adrian Tootsies, that's the main. Yeah, I got a weird little list I got.
So do I, man.
Yeah.
Wally Amos has indeed passed away.
Yeah, 2024. Rest in peace.
I have David Arbetter's number. I think he's the owner of Arbetter's Hot Dogs down in Miami.
Text him. Man, I love Arbetter's.
I've never had it.
What?
I've never had Arbetter's.
You've never had Arbetter's?
Isn't that crazy?
Got Andre Dickens, the mayor of Atlanta.
I've got Andre Dawson.
It's his birthday, the Hawk.
Is it?
Yeah, it's Andre Dawson.
Should I text
birthday.
Him happy birthday?
Andy King, Miami, question mark.
I saw Andy the other day.
Hawk, let's do an Arbetter's date. Let's go to Arbetter's. You have to have an Arbetter's hot dog. Genuinely. The best.
I
want to
get their chili dog.
Their chili dog is great. They always do like, they have a Mendoza dog right now in honor of Fernando Mendoza. Like they always do very...
it's a legendary Miami spot, and that's the kind of spot that I love.
Yeah,
and I went to UM for 4 years. Like I don't know why I've never been to Arbetter's, but yes, I'll go with you.
I've been going there since I was a little kid, and it's the exact same place, same seat, same everything. Like nothing's changed from when I was a little kid. Love that place.
Can I come?
I'm in. No.
No.
Okay. Aiken Adele. Aiken's ready to come on, guys, whenever y'all need him.
All right. Jimmy, you're back in. Aiken Adele.
Yeah.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up, and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Odyssey celebrates back-to-school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.